We are up to chapter Nun Tet. It's 5:12 in our beautiful Tehillim books that we have. Again, the intention of these Shiurim. There are many hundreds of thousands of Jews around the world that do read the Tikkun HaKlali in order to, you know, try to fix the different sins that the Tikkun HaKlali has the ability to fix, like the Zohar HaKadosh said, as was revealed by Reb Nachman from Breslov. And nobody will argue that it's better to understand what you're reading than to just read it. So therefore, since these are chapters that are read by Klal Yisrael, you know, once and for all, at least let's take a minute to try to explain what the words are, and then try to figure out why they chose that chapter in the Tikkun. I mean, it's all guesswork when it comes to that part of the class, but to try to figure out a kishel between the chapter and why we're reading it. So we're at Lam Naseyah, Al Tashchet LeDavid Mechtam V'Shlawach Shaul V'Yishmiru Et HaBayit LaHamito. So the Malbim right away gives us the backdrop of this chapter. It says, Techila medaber al et shaya lefne Shaul. This is talking about when David was in front of King Shaul. Vayatir alav et hanit lehakoto. And Shaul lifted up his hanit, sword, in order to kill him. There was always a rivalry between Shaul and David. Vashem etzilahu. And Hashem saved him. Ahar kach medaber al ma sheshalach ba'erev shomrim. Later on, Shaul will send guards to the house where David is to kill him. And God saved him again. So David is saved a few times in this chapter. He's saved, you know, at the attack. And then later on, when they sent the guards to the house. And then, the Malbim says, the third part of the chapter talks about where David HaMelech curses his enemies that were planning on whatever,
is
doing damage.
The fake thing in the bed.
Yeah. So the pasuk starts. We read it with Nashi. Lam naseyach al tashchet. Al tashchet means don't destroy. That's the name of the mizmor. The mizmor of al tashchet. Nashi. Kach kara shem a mizmor al shem shaya karov lamut v'liyot nishchat. He was they will destroy him. Umbakesh lachamim al adavar. So he prayed that he shouldn't get destroyed. So Lam Naseh, the song of Al Tashchet. That's the name of it. David HaMelech composed the song. Please God, don't let me get destroyed. Le David, this was the one that David sang. Mechtam, again, Mechtam we said means it's a precious Tehillim. It's a Mechtam we said is like a jewel. David HaMelech held this Tehillim in great esteem. Whenever you see a Mechtam. Bishlawah Shaul. When Shaul was sent. What does it mean, Bishlawah Shaul? When Shaul was, let's see how he learns it. Bishlawah Shaul. Okay, when Shaul was sent to kill him. So the Sfunno says, it palel la'el yitbarach shiyatzileh. We prayed to be saved. And then he sent men to the house in order to kill him. So these are two stories here. When Shaul sent his hand with the hanit to kill him, and then later on, his wife was Michal. When they came to the house, they said, where's David? So Michal, the wife, said, oh, he's sick, he can't come to the door. And then at night, she let him escape. Otherwise, they would have got him. So there was a whole story on that.
So what does it mean about the bayit is Michal? Like, he protected Michal?
Vayishmiru et habayit. No, they were guarding the house. The enemies were guarding the house to kill him.
Sieging the house.
They were sieging the house, waiting for David to leave the house. And she came along and said, he's not here, he's sick, whatever it is.
I thought it meant that the bayit is that
would be a derash maybe. But the simple shot is they were watching the house. That she says, "Vayishmeru." Look at Mitzudat David, "Lishmor bet David, shelo yivrach balayla." They wanted to guard the house so that he can't escape. Lamito baboker. They wanted to kill him in the morning, but he did escape and he got out of it. So the pasuk says, "Hatzileni meoyevai Elohai." Simple. David HaMelech says, "Save me from my enemies." Memitkomemai. Mimitkomemai is those that rise against me. Litkomem. Those that rise against me, Tesagaveni saved me. Look at the Malbim. The Malbim says, Hatzilim me'oyevai, hem dorshim ra'ab alev. Those are the enemies that have a sinister plot inside of them. Memitkomemai hem akimonai lehorgo. Those are the actual enemies that show their colors on the outside. Oyevai is on the inside, memitkomemai is on the outside. The next pasuk says, Hatzileni me'po'ale aven, from the people that do bad, u'manche damim, men of blood, hoshi'eni, save me. The Mabim says again, Po'ale Avin, he neged oibav b'tzina'a. Po'ale Avin are those that have sinister plots that speak Lashon Hara about David, you know, but they don't do physical damage, they just speak Lashon Hara. U'manche damim, that's the ones that actually want to kill him. So he's praying again for those two types of people. Kihine, behold, arevu l'nafshi. Arevu means they set up an ambush. Le'erov, they set up an ambush against me. Yaguru alai azim. Mazi yaguru. So that she says, lanim bebeti leshomreni, which means they are, sleeping by my house, outside my house, in order to watch me, to catch me when I leave. So yaguru over here means, yaguru could mean to live, to dwell. Rashi learns it as actually they are. Some say they gathered by my house. That's the way that Adak learns. Malbim learns also that way. Shiaguru v'yitkabitzu. They gathered by my house. And they are azim. Azim means they are brazen. So yaguru alai azim. Lo pish'i v'lo chatati Hashem. And he says, not because I was guilty of anything. Not because I had a sin, not because I had anything wrong. Lo chat lo pish'i v'lo chatati Hashem. I didn't do any sin. Beli avon, Rashi says, lo chatati lahem. I didn't do anything to them that I deserve this revenge. Beli avon yirutzun. Yirutzun means they ran after me. V'yikonanu. Yikonanu means they plotted. Rashi says, mezumanim laharog. Ura lekrati ur'eh. What does that mean? Ura likrati ur'eh. He's telling God, Ura likrati, please God, arise up or arouse yourself, awaken yourself to save me. V'yikonanu, it means, and it'll be settled. We have a malbim. Yeah. Beli, ubchol zot yidme lahem, ki yirutsun v'yikonanu v'yavon danu, shechoshvim she'en lahem avon baze. V'shemutar, which means beli avon yirutzun. They don't think they're making an avon. That's the way the Mabim learns it. They don't think they're doing anything wrong. The simple way we learned it was, I didn't have an avon, David says. Beli avon. They're coming after me without avon. But he's saying about them.
Because
they already
spoke about avon.
Exactly. The next person, beli avon, they have no compunction. They have no guilt. They come after me as if it's justified. They don't consider what they're doing is wrong. And then David HaMelech says, according to the Malbim, Ura likrati, Amod al tzada magbil likrati, stand next to me, God, Shusad shel ha-shulchan, Shiyashav sham Shaul, Umisham etil ha-chanit alav la-koto, Ur'eh. Aha, which means, I guess this is back to the Shaul story, where he was trying to, lunge at him over the table, to kill him. So David HaMelech says, God, help me next to the table here, that the Shaul will not be able to kill me. That's the way the Malbim understands that over there. Okay, continue the pesukim. Ve'ata Hashem Elokim, Sevaot, Elohei Yisrael, Hakitza lifkod kol aguyim. What does it mean, Hakitza? Wake up. Lifkod kol aguyim. To remember all the Gentiles. Who's the Gentiles here? So she says, Ve'et ele harsha'im shefot kemishpete haguyim. Judge them like you're going to judge the goyim. Just like there's a revenge against the goyim for what they did to Klai Yisrael. Judge these people like the goyim. Al tachon, don't have mercy, kol bogde avin, to all the bogde avin, to all those that are rebellious and committing, avin. Avin is sin. You see, he says over here in the Malbim, al tachon gamit Shaul v'anashav, don't have mercy even on Shaul and on his men, habogdim nehorgeni. Okay.
we speak a lot of good about Shaul.
Shaul was great. This needs a lot of massaging to explain the rivalry between Shaul and David. They say Shaul HaMelech was 50 years old, and he had the sin of a one-year-old. So he was Ben Hamishim Shana, Shaul Ben Malcho.
Hashem chose him,
also. Yeah, Hashem chose Shaul, so you have to know what happened. How does he have this jealousy? Again, he wants to kill David. David is a Sadiq. You have to study that properly. He suffered a depression. This is a physical item, they say he had. Manash Chora, he had depression. So this came out in this way over here. That was one of the things we said. Anyway, Yeshuvu La'erev, Yehemu Chakalev, Visovevu Ir, Rashi. Actually, continue. Hine Yabi'un Befihem, Haravot Besiftotehem, Kimi Shomeya. Okay, Rashi. Pitron Shne Mikraot Talalu Nofel Ze Al Ze Yeshuvu La'erev, which means Lo Dayam Ma She'asu Bayom. It's not about it to be during the day. Ela Af La'erev Yeshuvu Al Ra'atam. They come back at night Lishmor Shlo Evrach Ve'etzeh Min Ha'ir, to make sure that I don't escape. So the pasuk is read Yeshuvu La'erev. Not only did they harass me during the day, but they would come at night to make sure that I don't escape from the city. Uma asu bayom, and what did they do during the day? Hine kol hayom yabi'un b'fihem. They would express with their mouth what l'ragel alay el Shaul, to speak bad against me, against Shaul. So the pasuk is hine yabi'un b'fihem. They would express with their mouth what haravot b'siftotehem, daggers coming out of their mouth. What's the daggers? Speaking against me to Shaul. Kimi shomeya. Now what does that mean? Harabot besiftotehem ve'omrim belibam mi shomeya. And they would say, we can get away with it because who hears us? They would say, they don't even believe in God, that God hears all the lashon hara. Harabot besiftotehem. And why weren't they afraid? Because they would say, kimi shomeya. Who hears us? They thought they were talking in private and they would get away with it. But then David HaMelech is going to pray to God and say, Boreham, you heard them, and therefore you destroy them. The Malbim says over here, Yehemu Kakalev. What is Yehemu Kakalev? Bi'ura Milot. Medame et ha-shomrim ke-kelabim. He compared these guys that were watching the house like watchdogs. You put the dog in front of the house to watch to protect. So therefore it says, Yehemu Chakal, they were like dogs surrounding the house in order to protect me. The beauty of these chapters over here, Bezat Hashem, we're learning Nevi'im on Fridays. We're going to get to these chapters in the Nevi'im. We say, oh, we remember we got the short version here in the chapter. You can learn Navi two ways. You can either learn it in the Navi or learn it in Tehilim. Every story in Navi, of David at least, has a short version of it where he prayed for salvation in the Tehillim. V'ata Hashem pasuk tet tishak lamo. Aha. God laugh at them. What does it mean laugh at them? Laugh at them meaning that their plan should get foiled. Tishak lamo. Til'ag lechol goyim. And make a mockery of all the goyim. Okay, our regular enemies. Uzo elecha eshmora. Ki Elohim eskabbi. What does that mean? Ashi. Uzo v'tokpo shel oibi hazak alai. Elecha eshmora v'atzpil z'nemen. Uzo meaning his strength. Who's his strength? My enemy's strength. Who am I going to go to protect me from my enemy's strength? Elecha eshmora. I'm going to go to God to get protection. Understand? We're learning the pasuk. Uzo, who's Uzo? The strength of my enemy. Where am I going to go to get protected? Elecha ishmora. I go to you to get shemira. Ki Elohim iskabi, because God is my protection. Elohe hazdi yekademeni. Mazi yekademeni yakdim li ezrato kodim shetestot biyatunai. God will protect me before my enemies even get to me. That it's not going to be that my enemies are going to attack and then God's going to come to my aid. Elohe hazdi yekademeni. He'll come before the attack to save me. Elohim yareni b'shorerai. Maze, ma she'ani ta'ev lir'ot. Yareni is God will show me. Maze b'shorerai. What does that word b'shorerai mean? B'shorerai.
Ma she'ani
ta'ev lir'ot. What I desire to see. Meaning David desires to see a victory. So God is going to allow me to see what I desire to see. But that's the word b'shorerai, what I desire. Let's see if anybody gives us a literal word of b'shorerai. Yeah, the Mitzvot says, enyan re'iyah. Yeah.
But it says, yir'eni, show me.
Yeah, it's like a double language. Yir'e b'shorerai. I will see what I want to see, what I desire to see. I have a proof that the word shorerai. You remember when Bil'am is blessing the Jewish people? So it says, Ashurenu velo ata. About who says that? Ashurenu velo ata. I see them, but not from now. I see them from far. Malaturim. Melamed shaya sone otam avaskalim dulva vayim perelem Elohim yereni b'shorerai. The same. Udvar ma yereni. Vidach Elohim yereni b'shorerai. Okay, he's going on the word yereni, but he used the word shorerai also, Bil'am.
Targum says something about nekama. But revenge, Hashem's gonna maybe take my revenge.
Right. Ela tuvi yekadminani la yahminani nikmeta b'me'iki. Yes, he'll take a revenge. He's learning from my enemies. Good. I'll see the revenge from my enemies. Then the pasuk says in Yudbet, it's beautiful because when you learn this, not only you learn the language. By the way. You get language now. Now you know there's different words, so you can, when you're learning Tanakh, you'll understand the Shonot.
Very hard. The words are very hard.
Yeah.
Let's
you learn it. Al tahargem. Oh, al tahargem.
Don't kill them.
Don't kill them. Rashi says she'enzu nekama nikeret, because then the nekama will not be. That'll be a reward for them if you kill them. Wait, let them suffer. What does he say? Al targem. Pen yishkichu ami, ani emo behelecha veoridemo maginenu Hashem. Rashi says, pen yishkichu ami, ki kol ametim mishtakechin. When a guy dies, they forget him. Pen yishkichu ami, if they get killed, the people are going to forget what these guys did. Ela, what do you do? Hani emo. Hani emo means menichsehem. Take away their money. Shiyu aniyim. V'hi nekama shetezacher le'orech yami. Oh, David HaMelech. He doesn't want them to benefit. He says, a guy dies after 30 days. Class, now they forget about him. Let him live the rest of his life in poverty. They'll remember him every day. That's the guy that started up with David HaMelech. Look at the guy now. As he doesn't have money. He's going around the shul collecting for bread.
Around.
That's already a bigger punishment. So the pasuk says, Al tahargem. Period. That's why there's a pasuk over there. Don't kill them. You know why I don't kill them? Pen yishkichu ami. Because the people are going to forget. And I don't want the people to forget what these guys did. Wow. However, hani'emo b'chelecha. I guess chelecha is wealth. Hayil. Yeah, that's what the Mitzvot says. Horidem min nichsehem. Vehoridemo. And bring them down. Bring them down. And then machinenu Hashem. And God will protect me. So then the pasuk says, "Hatat pimo, levar sefatemo, v'yalachedu begonam, u'me'ala u'mekacha shesaperu." Rashi, "Hatat shel pihem, hu devar sefatemo, v'nilkadim begonam ma'aniim anildafim al yedehem, mepnei ha'ala v'kacha shehem mesaperim." Which means, I guess their sin was. Hatat pimo, the sin was their mouth. Devar sefatemo, the words of their lips. V'yilachedu begonam. And they will get trapped. Begonam. Mazeh geonam. Their arrogance. U'me'ala u'mekacha shesaperu. Let's see how we learn this over here. Hatat pimo. I'm reading Radak. Yakiru v'yedu ki zeh onesh hu onesh divrehem ra'im shehem medavrim ra' alai v'yasu im yuchlu u'begonam shehem medga'im alai yelachedu Vehoridem migeonam migudulatam. Very simple. Hatatpimo deval sefatemo. All this is happening because of the lashon they spoke about me. Vehilachedu migeonam, and they're going to get trapped because of the geonam is their arrogance. Umeala umikachash yisaperu. Irashir the radak. Umirov kerala umirov kachash verazon shivum yisaperu min adam zelaze. Aha. Umeala umikachash. They're going to get kachash. Kachash means weak from the poverty. What does Allah mean? Umirov kirala'a, the curse. From the curse of poverty and from the weakness of the poverty, yisaperu, people will talk about them all day long. They won't forget the what they did to me. So again, David HaMelech is wishing his enemies, poverty. That's a big curse, kind of there. So then he says...
It's amazing, right? Because it's the people view that as worse than death. Because he wants other people. The people view it like
it's constant.
Just, everybody dies, but right. Everybody loses their money.
Right, 100%, and it's constant. Yeah. It's every day got to suffer. Kale bechema kale. Next page, gentlemen. Ve'enemo. Kale means what? Get rid of them. Techalem bechema in your anger. Kale bechema. Get rid of them with your anger. Kale, why the double language? Shlomim says, destroy them time after time. You should be relentless. Keep on punishing them. Kale, bechema, kale. Ve'enemo. And they won't be around anymore. Ve'yedi'u, and then the people will know. Ki Elohim Moshel be'Yaakov. Because the God rules Yaakov, the afsei ha'aretz, to the corners of the earth. Selah. Ve'yashuvu la'erev. Oh, this is going back to the pasuk that we said above. They come back at night, Yemucha Kalev, they roar like dogs, Misobibu'ir. But now, Hema Yini'un Le'echol. Now what? They're going to be like dogs that go around at night to find food. They were originally dogs that came out to protect my house in order to see when I'm going to leave. Now he's saying, Midah Kenegel Midah. Instead of being watchdogs, they're going to be like dogs that go around the city to find the scraps of food to eat. Hema yini'un le'echol im lo yisbi'u ve'yadin rashi k'asher yasu akadim kol alayla im enam sevi'im bayom if they're not satiated in the day, what do the dogs do? She'adinu kolam mitok suv'am v'yishtu, they go to sleep hungry. Let's see the Malbim over here. Let's see over here. Anything in the dark? Hema yini'un le'echol. He says, "Af al pi she'azru la'batim le'bakesh lechem, lo yisbi'u kishiyalinu." Kilomar de'evim yalinu v'yishnu. They go to sleep hungry. Okay, that's the curse. Va'ani ashir uzecha, va'aranen la'boker hasdecha, ki ha'ita mizgavli u'manos. ביום צר לי, לאשי, ואני כשאמלט מהם, when I get saved from them, לבוקר אשיר עוזך, in the mornings I will sing your, about your greatness, about your praises, ועדנן, and I will sing, the חסדים that you did, כי היית מסכב לי, you were my protection, ומנוס, I was able to escape, ביום צר לי, עוזי אליך אזמרה, לאשי, אליך שאתה עוזי ומעוזי, you are my fortress. To you, Azamera. So now, let's go back to the chapter quickly and read it again to get the... Mabur. Okay, let's start again. And now we have the basic part of the chapter. So, the name of this chapter is Al Tashchet. Don't destroy me. Because David HaMelech was threatened by enemies of Shaul and the men of Shaul. The David... Mechtam b'shloach Shaul, when Shaul was sent to kill him, v'yishmeru et ha'bayit l'amito, and they sent men to the house in order to kill him. Hatzileni me'oyevai, save me from my enemies. Elohai me'mitkomemai, enemies is the enemies that plot inside. Me'mitkomemai, those that come against me to kill me. Tasagibin. Hatzileni me'po'ale aben, those that speak lashon hara. U'manche damim, those that actually have blood on their hands. Tasagihoshi'ini. Ki hine arevu l'nafshi, they ambushed against me. Yaguru alai azim, they slept or they gathered in front of my house, these brazen people. לא פשעי ולא חטאתי, even though I was innocent, I had no pesha, no חטאת. בלי עוון ירוצון וקוננו. They felt that they're not committing any sin by attacking me. God, Ura, wake up, נקראתי וראה and see. ואתה השם אלוהים סבאות אלוהי ישראל, הקיצה לפקוד כל הגויים. The way that she learns is treat these people like you treat the goyim and destroy them. Al tachon kol bogdei avin. So don't have mercy on the bogdei avin, on the rebels. Yeshuvu la'erev yemu. Now he tells what their sin was. Yeshuvu la'erev. They bother me during the day. They come back at night. Yemu chakalev. They roar like dogs to watch me. V'suvir, and they go around the city. Hinei yabiyun b'fiyem. They express with their mouths. Harabot b'siftim. Daggers coming out of their mouths of lashon hara. And they say, who's hearing us anyway? We can get away with it. God, let the joke be on them. Which means, give them their punishment. Make a mockery of them. Their strength that comes against me. Enemy I go to you, God, to protect me. God is my fortress, protection. The God's kindness will proceed, meaning you'll save them before they attack me. Elohim yereini b'shorerai, God will show me what I desire to see, the fall of my enemies. Al tehargem, but don't kill them. Penishkihu ammi, because the people will forget them. Hani'emo b'chelecha v'horidemo, move them from their wealth, and they become poverty stricken v'horidemo, bring them down in stature. Meginenu Hashem, hatatpimo, the sin of their mouth, devar sefotemo, their words, v'yilachidu, we're going to let them be trapped in their arrogance, u'me'ala u'mekahash yisaperu, me'ala, the curse, and from their poverty, from their weakness, that will be this people's, what I'll talk about, how these people got punished, kaleh b'chema kaleh, punish them time after time, v'enemo, there'll be no more, v'yid'u, ki Elohim Moshe b'Yakob, the people know that God runs, rules Yaakov, lafsa'ara se'a, v'yashuvu la'erev, they used to come at night, yemu kakalev, and they used to roar like dogs. We saw it now. Hema yini'un. They're going to go around like dogs. Le'echol. To find food. Im lo yispi'u ve'yalinu. And if they're not satiated, they're going to go to sleep hungry. V'ani yashirozek. I speak about your strength. V'aren la'bokra astek. In the morning, I speak of your chesed. Ki ha'ita miskavli. U'manos. Manos, I was able to escape and run towards you. B'biyom sali. My difficult times. U'zi'e lecha ezamera. To you, I sing the songs. So that's the simple, beautiful pshat of this chapter. Now let's go back. We always like to read some of the commentary on the bottom. There's a chidah here, right? There's a chidah is the Chomat Anach. So let's start from the beginning of Chomat Anach. It's page 513. Lam nasayah al tashchet David mechtam b'shloach Shaul. Perush lam nasayah. Nikar hanitzuah le David. So the Haidah learns the word lamnaseyah is victory. From this chapter, you see the David HaMelech was menatzeyah. He was victorious over his enemies. Le David shenatan haKadosh Baruch Hu belev Shaul shelo yimitenu. Tekef. Shaul was about to kill him, and then he changed his mind at the last minute. He dodged a bullet, like we would say. So instead, he sent guys to watch the house. So when David HaMelech leaves the house in the morning, they'll lynch him in the morning. Who saved him? His wife saved him. If it would have happened, if he would have killed him immediately, amazing miracle. Look at the next one. Hatzileni me'oyebai Elohai mishaul. That's referring to Shaul ve'abizlan and like him. Memit kumemait esagebeni ha'mekatregim lema'la. Aha. He was also praying to get saved from the upper enemies, the mekatregim. Ve'efshar shekol elu yisurim v'sakanot all the days shayu le'David ha'melech v'shalom ya'lechaper al chet Adam ha'rishon.
There we go.
Now we start. That's all this. Why did we have to go through all this? What did he do, David? He's saying, I didn't make any sins at this point. He's saying, could be it was because of David was the Gilgul of Adam and Rishon. Kilo Adam, who? V'hainu tamad dekashir ira inyan batsheva. Here you go again. It's all batsheva. Tayalo kach tzar v'sakana. Ve'ida alav ruach ha'kodesh. Berkai kishu mitzom. He says, I'm fasting for this sin. The kevan de kol yamav yasuvin the taken het adam rishon atab devar kal hazrom hazar kilkul the gam lefi gadol nishmato asar roshem gadol.
So he takes this completely out of what we're learning.
Correct.
Because Bathsheba is much later.
Correct. This is not Bathsheba yet. This is before Bathsheba. He's not even married. He's not even
not king yet.
But this is a tikkun of adam rishon, and therefore whatever adam rishon did, and by the way. The head of Adam Rishon was there was Zera Labatala according to the Mikubalim. So again, all these chapters basically are talking about tikkun of a sin of Adam or of David to fix the tikkun. That's back to the same. Already you find a kesher between this chapter and the other. Look at the next page. Let's see, any more Chumat Tanakh that we need.
Is that the connection to Tikkun HaKoreli?
That's probably one of the connections, yes. That this chapter is a Tikkun of Adam HaRishon by David. Okay, any
517.
Yeah, 517, we saw nothing much on there. How about any Bala Turims? We saw that small Bala Turim. Okay, so that's that chapter.